All right, a couple minutes, then we'll hand it over to Unsportsmanlike Conduct. I didn't get to mention, Oklahoma was very active in town yesterday. An offer for Caden Helms from Bellevue West and Devon Jackson from Omaha Burke. And then Oklahoma announced their non-conference schedule, which, of course, includes Nebraska coming up in the middle of September. There are, and the path has been laid by the Noah Fants getting big-time attention when they were in high school and offers and then on to the NFL, that the players in this area that have come past Noah Fant or since Noah Fant that are getting significant offers. This is the first time that I remember Oklahoma coming into the area to drop offers. Now, Barry Odom, former Missouri coach, is at OU. There are some offers that come from outside of this footprint that you go, whoa. Oklahoma was one of those. Oklahoma offering players in Omaha is a significant deal. So congratulations to both of them. I think Jackson is still Nebraska. Caden Helms is probably more up in the air. But when I see an Oklahoma come into Omaha, where is Iowa State? Iowa State really has never been active under Matt Campbell in Omaha. It's really surprising considering where Ames is and the success that Iowa State has had. But Oklahoma came in, dropped two offers, and he went, whoa, Oklahoma is making offers in Omaha. All right, thanks to everybody that joined us this stay-home dig-out day. We can see pavement on Dodge. It is going away. By the way, they have also put up a barrier that you cannot turn left on Dodge or you'd have to plow through. Snowbank.
Yeah, that was my issue this morning.
Did you try and make a left on Dodge?
Normally when it snows, I can make a left on Dodge into the parking lot. Not a chance today. So I had to go all the way down to 43rd, try to do a U-turn, got stuck, reverse. It was a mess.
Well, you know, maybe you ought to go to WoodhousePlaceNissan.com and get yourself a Rogue.
Good plan. I like it.
Scott Chanley is not happy that Luke McCaffrey's leaving. That should be fun tomorrow. He'll join us along with Parker Gabriel and the mailbag. Big thanks to Matt Lothrop, Robin Washett, Tom Chattel, and you. There's George. I'm Gary. We're back tomorrow at 10 with another edition of the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.